Kandahar Air Base is a sprawling, dusty center of the war effort in southern Afghanistan. Fighter jets, helicopters, and supply aircraft take off and land day and night. Thousands of U.S. and NATO troops live and work here. It's also a place where troops based at forward operating bases come for a little rest, relaxation, and reflection.
C'est un long silence d'hiver qu'installé sa planque.
At the French Bakery here, one of the many shops and cafes on the Kandahar Air Base's boardwalk, 27-year-old specialist Kyle Mitchell drinks coffee and smokes cigarettes after a long day. He's an Army combat engineer with an explosives and ordnance disposal unit. That means he finds and clears roadside bombs. He says he's not planning to watch President Obama's speech because it airs at 5:30 in the morning here, but he does support the president's decision to send more troops.
Oh, that's a great thing. It's way undermanned here. I tell my family all the time, like, you know, they ask my opinion on it, and no, there's not close to enough troops here. You know, to be on the roads all the time with what they're doing with IEDs and whatnot.
Not everyone here thinks increased American commitment is a good idea. A junior officer with the 82nd Airborne, who didn't want to be named because he can't speak for the Army, says the U.S. should be focusing on problems closer to home.
My opinion would be we need to turn our efforts towards our own country and leave this to the Afghan. This is an Afghan problem. We're not going to be able to solve the Afghan problem. We should turn inwards. Our own country, the United States, has problems. It's my personal opinion. Probably shouldn't say that to you, but it is. I don't think there's any need to shed more American blood for this country.
His colleague, an enlisted soldier who also asked to remain anonymous, has mixed feelings. He says more troops will help support the mission here, but their presence won't be a magic potion to bring the war to a quick close.
It's a long-term commitment to stay here, and I don't have any issues with that. So I guess that's my opinion. As far as what the American public opinion is, I mean, that's obviously a different story. I think the problem could be fixed, but like I said, it would be a long-term commitment.
That's what concerns another enlisted man, a 27-year-old sergeant who runs resupply missions to outside bases. This is his fourth deployment. The other three were in Iraq. One of the men in his 100-person unit was killed last month in an IED attack, so he's not sure increasing troop levels is such a good idea.
It's good and it's bad.
Why is that?
It's good to have more people, more help than... more chance for most soldiers to die.
In your experience here, do you think that that they're needed?
I think it's a lost cause. It's a lose-lose situation. No matter what we do, I don't think it's going to change much. Can't help nobody who don't want to be helped.
37-year-old Lieutenant Glenn Robert Naradka couldn't disagree more. He's with the Striker Brigade and leads a platoon of scouts from a base in the dangerous countryside outside Kandahar. He says more troops would help fulfill his mission of protecting the Afghan people.
And I think just a surge in Afghanistan would step on the necks of the Taliban, so we need to put the pressure on them.
In what way do you think they would help? I mean, you said put the pressure on.
You know, it's a smart enemy, and they know when troops aren't around, and they'll go to the areas that the troops aren't. So if we can put the pressure on them, you know, nationwide here, I think it'll have a better effect than what it's doing right now. So,
from your personal experience, from your experience with the unit, you need more troops to fill that void between where you're not
right. And
they are.
Right. They go where we're not, you know, and they wreak havoc in the villages that we're not at. So you just get more coverage in Afghanistan, we'll be good. We do our best, you know, but you can't be everywhere all the time.
That fits with the apparent strategy behind the expected troop surge here. Commanders hope to cut off Kandahar from the Taliban and secure the city and surrounding area, much like the strategy in Baghdad in 2007. Although counterinsurgency doctrine says far more troops are needed than the expected 30,000, most here say, no matter their personal feelings, the troop escalation can only help improve security and hold more ground. For the world, I'm Ben Gilbert on Kandahar Air Base, Afghanistan.